balance of nature's fruits and veggies.
I love the product. I love the product. I would never be without it. Just in every way, a general feeling. It's very energizing. I wouldn't be without it. It's got so many good things and pluses. There's no minus. It's all plus.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Oh, not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people who run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors, pointing at things. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied.
So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Yep, that's about what it looks like. Hi, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're joining us. Uncle Milty joins me today.
Hello.
How are you? And so much to talk about, too. And, of course, we've got Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, just like we do every Thursday. Absolutely love this portion of the show every week and look forward to it because I always walk away having learned something from Chris Ann Hall. She also has a show, Chris Ann Hall Show, and you can check out her videos, her writings. I mean, you name it. She's such a busy gal. You can go to Chris Ann Hall. That's with a K. ChrisAnnHall.com. And you can check out her show and also subscribe to her workshops and her classes. Welcome, Chris Ann.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. I am always excited to be here on Thursday. I love being with you and Uncle Milty.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I was listening to that clip coming in, and isn't that the truth? It is the most bizarre thing to watch candidates on a stage and have them not say anything except, vote for me, I'll beat the candidate. Nothing about liberty, nothing about the Constitution, nothing about anything, just here I am, and I cannot wait to impose my socialist attitudes on you. It's the most bizarre thing. It's crazy.
Well, I've been really active lately in my state legislature, so, you know, we do a lot of teaching on the federal Constitution, but in reality, why we teach the federal Constitution is so that we know that our ultimate authority and our greatest power rests in the control of our state and local governments. And for somebody who doesn't understand that, that sounds kind of counterintuitive, but in reality, it's the Constitutional Republic truth. It's how we were created. And so I've been blessed to be able to spend time actually sitting in my Capitol and talking to people. And Kate, we've really made some big changes just in this
Good.
1 year.
Good changes?
Big changes, yeah.
Okay.
Good changes.
Okay.
We've just in the last less than 6 months, it's been absolutely amazing. I've been, here's the thing. I've been, last year, I was in Washington, D.C., 3 presidential press briefings, October, November, and December, 3 in a row, right?
Right.
I had no influence, no power, and no control. As a matter of fact, I have made contact with people there that I have continued to try to make progress with no results whatsoever.
Okay.
However, I spent the last 2.5 months at my state capitol, mm-hmm. we've been able to defeat a mandatory vaccination bill that would remove the religious exemption from mandatory vaccinations. We were able to defeat a bill that would turn our homeschool parents into the equivalent of public schools, mm-hmm. meaning that the Child Protective Services could come in and regularly inspect homes and require mandatory reporting requirements of homeschooling parents that are not demanded of mm-hmm. Public school parents. Mm-hmm. And we were able to assist in the ratification of a parental consent bill requiring parental consent for a minor child to get an abortion.
Amen.
Wow. Nice work. Boy, that's got to feel good.
Well, it's amazing. It is a hope that cannot be bought, mm-hmm. and the recognition of a power that the enemy cannot defeat. Yeah. And this is why I'm always telling people, look, you have to get involved local. If we were able to facilitate this kind of change in the state capitol, can you imagine the power and the effect you can have at your county, city, and local level?
You're right.
I mean, and this is the power. Yeah. This is where it all lies. And I want people to understand that we preach this, but we don't just preach this. We actually live it. Mm-hmm. I don't just go around, you know, pontificating and teaching people ideologies. I teach people things that actually, factually, practically work. And mm-hmm. we not only teach you how to do it, we're doing it ourselves. And so when I hear people say to me, Kate, you don't know how many times I hear people say this a day. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's over. Nobody's listening. I've done everything that I can. Right. Might as well go to revolution.
Yeah.
It's just worthless.
Drop the nuke.
They won't hear us.
Yeah, it's true. Well,
I want to slap people when I hear things like that. I really do, because it's frustrating to me. Because it is demeaning to the power of liberty. Mm-hmm. It is in my, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody who has these feelings, because I understand why you're overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You are overwhelmed because you lack the fundamental knowledge and that knowledge to give you the power to get up and step away from the keyboard and mm-hmm. actually step out and do something.
To realize where your power should be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because we, you know, we have all this power. We have power. We just don't know where to exercise it. So it's like we're on this treadmill and we keep running. We're not getting anywhere. And if you can concentrate on your state and local issues, it's amazing what you can find, how much power you actually have.
Well, I can take your analogy a little bit further, Kate. I think it's even worse than that. I think people are standing on the treadmill and the treadmill's not even moving.
Ah, okay. Well,
right. We've been sold into this destructive, deceptive mantra for mm-hmm. decades now that voting is how you control government. Well, I vote and nothing ever changes. Well, number one, you keep voting for the same schmuck, so nothing's going to change. And number two, voting is not the way you change government. What you do to change government is what you do every other day of the year. Not valid.
And isn't one of our biggest problems the fact that we send in the uneducated voter? So voting time comes around and we go in like chimps and we move the lever and we get a sticker, and after 5 minutes we walk out and we go, I preserved liberty today. I voted. Yes. And they don't even know who to vote for. They're guessing.
Yeah, no. It's an amazing thing that I see, because we live in a small rural community, mm-hmm. so we don't have electronic voting machines. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to sit down and color in their bubble. And we all have these tables, right? I mean, it's just this big church fellowship hall, and we sit at the table. So nobody cares, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. we're not like, oh, don't look at my paper.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I see these people. They're just staring. Well, you know, mm-hmm. my husband and wife sit down and they vote together and they're like looking at it and they're like, well, I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means. Mm-hmm. See, this is where I get in trouble socially, Kate, because mm-hmm. I'm not a whole get out the vote kind of person. Because mm-hmm. my perspective is, if you don't know what you're voting for before you sit down, please don't go vote.
Don't vote. Yep. Yep. Me too.
Please don't go vote. We are suffering enormously, and even more so our future is suffering because of uneducated voters.
Yeah, because they think that that is democracy, and they think that is the only thing that they have to exhibit as a human being in America, as an American citizen. We were supposed to be invested every day of the year. The founders always thought we'd be invested, right, Uncle Milty?
Yeah, voters should be like doctors. First, do no harm.
Yeah, there you go. Well, what amazing is we've been following this parental consent bill very closely, and so we've actually been up in the offices talking to the people. We spoke, I mean, I mentioned this to you one time on the show that I finished speaking before the Senate Judiciary Committee on this. I put the speech up on internet so everybody could, on right. social media and the internet, so everybody could see.
Right.
And yesterday we spent all day sitting in the House sessions listening to the bills come up so we could track the one that we were looking for. They were, you know, and this is a process that every American should have to sit through at least once, because then you can see, it's very eye-opening, right?
Right?
So you have this parental consent bill. Even the Supreme Court has recognized that parental control over the health, education, welfare of the child is the most, the Supreme Court says it's the oldest fundamental liberty recognized in society.
Right.
Parental rights, right? And then you get to, so this is a very safe bill. This is not an end to abortion. It just says the parent has to give consent. And in emergency situations when the parent can't give consent, maybe the parent is, it's an incest. Maybe there's a rape or something. In that case, there's a judicial bypass. Where the child can go with a grandparent or a mentor before the court and get a judicial bypass. So it's a very, very safe bill for everybody to back up. And you would just be absolutely flabbergasted at the argument of these fundamental wacko leftist liberals why parents can't be involved in serious medical decisions of their children.
Wow. Well, wouldn't that be like sentencing that young girl to motherhood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Representative Jones.
We actually, he knows that. He's saying that because I actually made a note of one of the Democrats.
Yes. Jones.
Selvin Jones. And he's actually claims to be a Christian. And he made the comment that we should not be sentencing women to having children.
I've been sentenced 3 times. What? What? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe somebody would actually say that.
It's mind-blowing. Then we had this other woman who claims to be a Christian as well and said, God is love, and we need to love our children, and this bill denies love, and we need to love our children, so they should be allowed to kill these babies.
Oh my gosh.
Who told us to love our children, but kill babies?
Yeah, murder and torture them, because that's good. We're going to come right back. Can you come back for 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Chris Ann Hall joins us from chrisannhall.com and The Chris Ann Hall Show. We'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Oh, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. You're having my baby. Oh, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me.
Oh, man. I know. The left hates this song. Welcome back to The Kate Daly Show. We have Chris Ann Hall. We were just talking, and Uncle Milty, of course, on a Thursday. Chris Ann Hall is our constitutional expert and attorney. Chris Ann Hall from The Chris Ann Hall Show. And you can catch all of her clips and writings on chrisannhall.com. Also, you can catch the podcast that you're listening to right now again on podcast on katedalyradio.com as well. Chris Ann, we were just talking about the representative from your state of Florida that said that really childbearing is basically sentencing a woman, right?
Yeah, so he believes that pregnancy is a crime and parenthood is the punishment.
Oh my gosh.
So we should be allowing minor girls to kill their babies in the womb without parental consent.
Did his parents beat him during his entire childhood, or why does he exude such hatred?
I don't know, Kate, but you know what's really disturbing? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm just overly emotional in certain places and mm-hmm. times, but it's really difficult for me to talk about these things and not
right.
weep, especially with the conversations that I've heard. And what makes me so disturbed is I told you about his name's Chevron Jones and the other lady that I told you about that was, you know, God wants us to kill our babies. And they're minorities. And to see these two well-spoken, obviously influential, powerful minorities supporting what we have seen to be the genocide of their race by Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. or the attempted genocide of their race by Planned Parenthood. It is so disturbing. It is just really, really disturbing. And the fact that we have a slavery and like that still in mm-hmm. America, and these people, these minorities, are arguing in favor of it.
They even wanted to be able to sue the judge. If the judge made him have the baby.
They actually put up an amendment that you could sue the judge civilly for denying
an abortion,
the removal of the parental rights on this issue, mm-hmm. and that even one of the representatives suggested that the judge should have to pay for the raising of the child, every child that they deny, the judicial bypass.
You know, you just wonder how we all were raised in the same country. It's hard to fathom. Even listening to the debate last night, the highlight reel, I don't know if you could call it a highlight reel, but the low reel, there we go. I'm not quite sure how did we all grow up in the same America?
You know, it's what you can't get away from, Kate, is the palpable hatred that comes from these people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just mm-hmm. undeniable. They are just completely consumed
and distrust.
By the root of bitterness and mm-hmm. the hatred that literally makes people crazy.
And distrust,
I mean,
right?
Insane.
Distrust for everyone. Distrust in the way of legislating them to death. Distrust in not in having control over their lives. Just basic distrust.
Well, you would think that their lives were just horrendous. And I was at a little protest at Planned Parenthood one day, and this girl came up and said, you know, some of those babies would have just a terrible life if we didn't abort them. And I said, did you have a terrible life? And she said, yes. I said, do you wish your mother had aborted you? And she didn't know what to say to that.
I'm sure. Yeah. They don't know what to say.
No, because you can't guarantee anybody's going to have a bad life or a good life based on the circumstances of their birth.
Right. It's true. Well, I sure appreciate you coming on. Thank you. And
it's my blessing. Well, it really is.
You know what?
I look forward to this every week.
I'm actually really glad that you honed in on where to spend your power, because where to spend your time and resources, because that is probably the most important lesson we learn on this show, is you've got to go state and local in order to really make an impact.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can do it. I mean, we're doing it, and we need to do more of it.
Uh-huh. I agree. Thank you. Chris Ann Hall, really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
God bless.
I know you have
love
to leave.
You guys.
Yep,
God
you
bless.
Too.